made me to say it. I went to sleep and I found myself in my village. There's this green snake. Some part of my village, they don't kill it. They say it's sacred. We didn't kill it also. So in that revelation, I heard a noise somewhere at the backyard. And when I ran there, I found out it was the same green snake. Then I spoke to the snake. I told the snake, I know who you are. I didn't have the power to kill you, but now I can kill you because I know you. You thought it was when I could not lay hands on you because there was some tradition. But now I can kill you. As I was speaking, I picked up a stone and smashed it into two. So the other half of it now transformed.
The snake?
Yes.
Yes.
The other half, bearing the head, transformed and stood up on the two legs like a man.
Hey!
I called unto my sister, say, sister, come. Come and see the message in the church. Snake had two legs, so...
Before, yes.
I was shouting in that revelation, sister, come and see. Snake had two legs. Snake was never a beast.
Thank you.
And that was why it was able to inject that serpent seed into Eve.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
While I was there, it stood on two legs and it was speaking some language that I could not understand. And I looked onto it and said, you are accursed from the beginning. And because you are accursed, I have power over you now because I have been transformed also.
Amen.
As I was still speaking, I picked up the club and smashed it into pieces. So I said, I will say this. So Hallelujah. that brother could be convinced. Let him pray that his eyes will open.
Hallelujah.
That he will understand.
Hallelujah.
I want to quote a scripture.
Quote it.
Daniel chapter 12 verse 10. It says, many shall be purified.
Yes.
And made white.
Yes.
And tested.
That's right.
But the wicked shall continue to do wickedly.
But
none of the wicked shall understand.
But
only the wise.
The wise.
Understand.
The wise.
The wise shall understand.
Shall understand. The wise shall understand.
That brother. I pray that our brother should have this revelation about the serpent seed. Why is it that it was only when Seth was born that people began to call upon God?
Yes.
Who were the sons of God and sons of men? There was a crossbreed between the sons of God and sons of men.
And the daughters of men.
Yes, and the daughters of men. And that sons of men were the sons of Cain. I caught that revelation yesterday.
Thank you.
Brother Festus interpreted that to me.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God bless you. Let's clap our hands now for that contribution. Yes, yes, let me hear you.
Praise the Lord. Sir, I wrote this down when you were giving this message.
Okay.
Sir, since Satan used animal to enter Eve, and as Adam, human, entered Eve, Eve gave birth to human and not animal. And one human, that is Abel. That is, the serpent seed should be of animal form. And why is it of human form?
Hallelujah. Have you seen a black man that married a Igbo woman before? Eh?
No.
Eh? You have not seen a black man that marry a black woman, a white man that marry a black woman.
I've seen.
If they give birth, what will they produce?
White.
Eh?
White.
They produce white? Is it white? They will produce something that is neither black nor white. But it will resemble black, it will resemble white. That is how Cain produces, how serpent produces his own. Cain was partly a human being. Remember that the scientists are looking for the missing link between man and animal. Serpent was the closest in creation to human being until it had intellect like a human being. It had vocal cord like a human being. It had reproductive system like any human being. Of course, all of them have, all female, they all male, they have it the same as human beings. So, whatever it is, they produced something that was resembled both the serpent and Adam, or what you call it, Eve, a human being. Certainly.
Thank you, sir.
God bless you. Yes.
Church, praise the Lord. Pastor, good evening.
God bless you.
Indeed, it is good to come to Bible study.
Thank you.
There is no any two ways about it, particularly concerning this teaching now. Because where I hold on in this night teaching is this Genesis chapter 3 verse 15. Where God said, I will put enmity between thee and the woman. In thy seed and in her seed. That is to say, Eve has his own seed.
That's right.
Serpent has his own seed.
Certainly.
There's no controversy there.
Thank you.
What they committed there is fornication. And the seed of Eve there and the seed of serpent is there.
Thank you.
Now, my question is in this chapter 22, where he said that, therefore, the Lord God sent him forth. Sorry, chapter 22.
Chapter
22, or not? Genesis 3, 22.
Verse 22.
Verse 22.
Yes.
And the Lord God said, behold, the man is become as one of us.
Yes.
That one of us, where were he God referring to?
When he says, like, he has become like one of us.
Of us, yes.
Who were the people? No, finish reading the verse now. Finish reading it.
Praise the Lord. And the Lord God said, behold, the man is become as one of us. To know the good and evil.
To know good and evil.
Evil.
To know good and evil. That is it. Didn't God know the effect of what they have done before?
He knows.
Eh?
He knows.
But he hid it from them now. He only told them, don't do it. Now that they know, people who know, who of wicked life that we are living like this, if they live eternally, how do you think this world will look like? So that is why he quickly withdrew eternal life from them. He withdrew his presence from them. The privilege that man had before. Church, the Garden of Eden was not some land somewhere like that. It was a portion of heaven on earth.
Understood, quite all right. Because
it was a portion of heaven on earth where man was both contacting heaven at will and also contacting the earth at will. But now that heavenly part was withdrawn, and an angel, ministering spirit, is making sure that none of these wicked people ever gain access to that heavenly presence again until the process of redemption is over. So he withdrew, remember, the tree of life. And it is part of our reward to them that overcome it. The tree of life there is nothing but God's eternal life, eternal glory that we shall be enjoying eternally. Provided through the Lord Jesus Christ. So, he withdrew that presence until something that people could see heaven, God's presence will come at will at any time. Now, if you can see angels, they will say you are gifted. Blind ones like us will be running after you. You are a prophet. Please find out for me. That is the miserable condition that man has found. This wasn't how the condition was. Every one of us could have contacted heaven, and one of these days we are coming back to the Garden of Eden. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That time no prophet will make anger for you again. Some prophet, they give you appointment. You know, if you see them, hallelujah. But when you get there, no more weeping there. We are going to see the Lord. No more crying there.
We are going to see the Lord.
No more landlord there.
We are going to see the Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are going to see the Lord.
We sang a song on Sunday. In the city where the Lamb is the Lamb. The city where there cometh no night. No night. Have a mansion over there. And we're free from toil again. I am going where the Lamb.
Alive.
Hallelujah. That portion of heaven will come back again. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That same portion, that portion that we lost, it will come back again. Then it will no longer be gift. It will no longer be gift. It will be us in the presence of God. When we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun, with no less days to see God's praise than when we first began. Yes, sir. When we are there 10,000 years, it will be like saying we just start. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. The songwriter says that there are some songs that angels cannot sing. Angels cannot sing Amazing Grace because they didn't fall like us. There is a revival when we shall be celebrating. Angels go do like this, they see us because they don't know what we overcame. They don't know what we fought. The serpents. Serpents, the generation of vipers that we fought and we conquered. Next week, hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We shall say another thing. We shall say another thing. Next week. Don't worry, we'll see. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Sister, let me hear you. Yes, let's hear you.
Sir, please, what I want to say now is, I'm not trying to prolong the argument, or so to say. I'm not totally convinced about the serpent.
You are not?
Yes.
Okay.
Because you said that the serpent injected to the Eve. But I want to ask, this serpent, is it symbolic or real or real serpent, as we know serpent to be?
A serpent, an animal called serpent. Yes.
A serpent.
Yes.
Does serpent have soul?
Eh?
Serpent, does it have soul? Soul.
Soul.
Yes.
No, it doesn't have a soul. It's an animal.
Then how come that serpent will now produce a being that has soul?
I said the soul came from the woman. Now. It is a human being. Whatever the human being has, the Cain had it. In addition to the animal nature also, added the two of them combined together to make the serpent seed.
Okay.
Yes. It's hard, isn't it, to take? It's hard to take.
Okay. Another thing I want to say is...
Yes.
The man, that's Adam.
Yes.
Since it was Eve that got involved directly with the serpent, how did Adam get involved? As to say, did he also had a direct intercourse with the serpent? How did he get involved himself?
Hallelujah. Listen, church. I want to understand your question. Are you asking why was God punishing Adam too?
Yes, for the same cause.
Okay, why was God punishing Adam? I have tried to explain this before. Church, listen. Because it's a very good question. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All these people that today want to ask. We won't pray. Listen, church, it's important. Adam, listen. It is a law. It is a law. Praise the Lord. It is a law. The day you eat of that tree, you shall surely die. When Eve ate of that tree and came to tell Adam, Matthew chapter 19 verse 6, it says that you cannot put away your wife except it be for fornication. When you catch your wife committing adultery, fornication, you are to put her away. But Adam did not put his wife away because he loved her. He stood by his wife. Praise the Lord. He offered himself to save his wife. And remember, you will not understand it until you understand that every story in the Old Testament is a type of the New Testament. Why do you think Christ went to the cross of Calvary? Did he commit any sin? It was because of his wife, the church, that he went and suffered what he suffered. A type of Adam. You have to understand it that way. That's why he suffered. Yes. Yes, brother.
Thank you very much for today's sermon. According to the book of First Chronicles, as you read them, there is no descendant of Gentile there. How is, and you told us that the book of 1 Chronicles chapter 1 is the seed which linked to the Son of God.
Listen, and, brother.
Uh-huh.
The word Gentile came after the covenant God had with Abraham. Any other person that is not a seed of Abraham is known as Gentiles. So, before Abraham, there is no word like Gentiles.
Where can you place the seed of Gentile in this First Chronicles?
We are saying what they wrote there. You want us to put their own. Bible didn't put their own there. Everybody has his own seed. But it is written there for a purpose, for our redemption purpose. He, God, is tracing a lineage from Adam. I mean, from Adam up to a certain stage, up to the birth of Jesus Christ. Tracing the genealogy of how Christ came about. So it is the genealogy of Jesus Christ that you are following, not the genealogy of your papa or my papa for gender. It's the one for Jesus, the line that Jesus came through. Is that clear? Are you clear?
I will see research.
Okay, hurry up so that we can hear the rest. Our time is gone.
So, according to the book of Matthew, chapter 3, from verse 7, in the message of John the Baptist, he said, "But when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees come to his baptism, he said unto them, O generation of vipers, who had warned you to flee from the wrath to come?" In this place, now John has made it for us to understand that the generation of vipers has fled because of his preaching. Does this thing mean that the generation of vipers can also be forgiven, since they have fled from the wrath of God, according to the message of John.
If they have fled for salvation, then why did they crucify Jesus again in chapter 23? They were there still attacking Jesus.
No, but John said that, who warned you to flee? Listen, that is, after the preaching of John, they were coming to be baptized by John.
I want you to reason before you ask certain questions. If you didn't catch a question, I will ask you a question so that you can connect your reasoning. I say, if they were coming for salvation in chapter 3, now John is dead and gone. In chapter 23, they are here still wanting to kill Jesus Christ. So they don't repent. Because the ministry of John the Baptist was to usher them and introduce them to the Lord Jesus. So if they are fleeing from their evil, why are they going to kill again? That means they didn't come for repentance.
Okay. Thank you very much.
God bless you.
Another question is this. According to the book of Genesis, from chapter 6, we saw how the seed of sons of God and the sons of
daughters of men
we are mixed. How then is this mixture separated?
How is it separated?
Yes. How then is this mixture? As you say that every human being has an animalistic character. Has an animalistic character. Then yes. Who are those that doesn't have the animalistic character that it will not be forgiven? Will not be forgiven their sins.
I said the Bible makes it clear when I quoted 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 19 that nevertheless the foundation of God standeth sure. God knows them that are his. Have you heard of the book of life?
Yes.
When was it written?
Before the foundation of the world.
Thank you. Before the foundation of the world, God knew those his own that are mixed up with these serpent seeds. And it is for them that he sent Jesus Christ to redeem.
Okay, thank you very much. Another question.
Yes.
Brother.
And always make room for others because time is gone.
That's why I'm making it very short now.
Yes.
That's why I'm making it very short.
I have told you, because you seem to be very inquisitive, I have asked you to always come and meet me personally with your question. But you prefer to handle microphone like this. So you
the reason is so that others will learn.
Others will learn.
Yes.
Not you.
Not only me.
No, why not you learn now? Listen, church, you see, you have to learn first because your question may not be other people's questions. You may be wasting other people's time. If you have access to me, why not come and meet me and sit down with the whole booklet? I will spend the whole day answering you one by one or learning from you because you seem to know so much. I may learn some things from you too. So let's hear him.
Okay, so because of others, they can ask.
Thank you. Thank you very much. No, come and ask that your last question. Come and ask the last question. Come back, ask your last question. Come and ask your last question. Don't be angry.
No, I'm not angry.
Okay, ask the last question.
I'm not angry, sir. The reason why I want to reserve this question is that this question is not from today's topic.
Okay. Let's focus on today's topic.
Should I go on?
Let's focus on today's topic.
Okay, thank you very
much. Thank you. God bless you. Yes? Okay, let's hear the sister.
Sir, please pardon me for bringing back the first topic. I want to be clear about it, sir. It's about, you said in Romans 10 verse 10 said, he's talking about, he said, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Sir, you told us that the kind of salvation we should be telling people, as in if one want to repent, that we should not we shouldn't bring them to by confessing, telling them that confess your Lord and personal Savior. And I believe salvation goes with stages.
Read that verse again. Romans 10. All right. Read it again.
For with your heart man believeth unto righteousness.
With your heart, yes, man believeth unto
righteousness.
Uh-huh.
And with the mouth confession is made unto salvation.
Confession is made unto salvation. That is, you believe in your heart. What do you believe?
What do you believe? That Jesus Christ died for you.
Eh? Say it.
That Jesus Christ died for you.
You believe that Jesus Christ died for you.
Yes.
Now, there's another scripture in Mark chapter 16. Hallelujah.
All right.
Okay, read from verse 15.
And he said unto them, Mark 16 verse 15. Sorry.
Yes.
And he said unto them, go ye into the world and preach the gospel to every creature.
Uh-huh. Read on, go on.
He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved.
He that believeth and
is baptized
shall be
saved. Sir, please, sorry.
Yes.
Let me come in, sir.
Yes.
For instance, if you are preaching in the bus,
yes,
you're preaching to this man or woman whom you don't know.
Yes.
And you don't expect them to follow you immediately to the water to be baptized.
Yes.
But you expect them to believe firstly. Then after then, the Holy Spirit will convince them for the other side of salvation.
No. You can never believe unless the Holy Ghost convicts you.
I know, sir.
You understand? Now, if it is the Holy Ghost that convicts you, it convicted. So, see, everything we preach is a pattern in the Bible. In Acts chapter 2, Peter preached on the day of Pentecost, and by the Holy Ghost, they were pricked in their hearts. A question we ask, men and brethren, what shall we do? If you preach in the bus, and they are pricked in their heart, they must ask you, sister, what shall we do? He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. You confess with your mouth. What do you confess with your mouth? You confess what you believe in your heart, that Jesus Christ died for you. The confession with the mouth will lead you to water baptism.
All right, sir. Please let me ask just this.
But is that clear?
Yes, it's clear.
Thank you.
But I just want to say, now you were saying the baptism of the Holy. That is, if you believe and you are saved, you will be baptized. Now,
If you believe and you are baptized, you will be saved. Yes.
But sometimes when I preach, I used to tell them that I bring them to God. Then I tell them to go for a Bible-believing church. Because
yes,
you cannot be baptized outside except you come
sure
in and hear the word of God.
You are correct.
So I just want to know, I'm not wrong in that aspect.
You are not wrong, but if the person believe and refuse to go to a Bible-believing church, will the person be saved?
I don't think so, sir.
Eh?
I don't think so.
No, he can't be saved now.
Be
when you go to Bible-believing, that is the people that believe in salvation according to the Bible. The people will, that church will lead that person to water baptism for salvation.
All right, sir. Thank you so much.
God bless you. Yes?
Praise the Lord.
God bless you.
Sir, please tell me to explain this thing. See, Bible says that as they ate, their eyes were opened. Now, my question is that when God created Adam and by his side, if we are met, and he said that they should go to the world and multiply and bring forth fruit. There is no how they can multiply and bring forth fruit in their own kind, except without eating.
Without sex.
Without sex. Nah.
Without eating.
Nah.
Yes.
Now, my question is that, how can God give them that commission without giving the method
through which then we eat and multiply. Why must Adam wait until the serpent first came in?
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Listen, church. Listen. While we are asking these questions, let's also think very well before we talk. I said sex for pleasure. I said every animal will have sex only for procreation. If serpent was coming to introduce it for pleasure, it was not because it was time for them to have children. It was for pleasure. That is the knowledge they had. And so they came at the wrong time. They came with a wrong motive, a wrong purpose. And to start with, serpent was not supposed to sleep with a woman because she's not his wife. Adam will have waited at the appropriate time. He will know. And he will go into her. Like all animals, when it is time, nobody reminds them. I have dogs in my house. I don't remind one, say, it's time. Oh, yeah, they go. They know the time.
Praise the Lord.
God bless you.
So Adam knew that it is the normal thing.
Eh?
He knew.
God gave the reproductive organs. It was for procreation. That was why he gave them the reproductive organs. But there was the time for it. And it was not for pleasure. That's what you should understand. It came before the time and for a different motive. Yes?
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Sir, the area of the question concerning me this morning is the authority that God invested on Adam from the origin. We know that when he created them, he blessed them, give them dominion over everything in this face of the earth. In fact, God involved Adam a little by naming things, and it was so. And through sin, man lost this authority and glory. But the scripture told us that Christ Jesus restored this glory back to mankind. But my question is this. Why is it that most of us believers today, why we believe, we still fall short of all these authorities that the scripture say God vested upon man from the creation? If Christ has fully restored them unto us.
No. God is restoring us through Christ. The process of restoration is still going on. He has not completed it yet. By the time he completes it, we shall have full dominion, full authority. For now, the process is still going on because there are still children of God that are in the bear parlor now. There are still children of God that are everywhere. He's still collecting them. In chapter 15 of 1 Corinthians, he spoke stage by stage. The last thing that will be redeemed from this flesh, death. This flesh is still death in us. The body we shall wear will not be this one that gets hungry and is dying and decaying every day, getting older and older, white hair, gorimakpa, all those ones. The body we shall be having is a glorious body. That is the last stage of the redemption. We shall be changed in a moment. The twinkle of an eye, a new body we shall have. Those that are in the grave, they will wake up with a new body, and that body never dies. It is an angelic body. So the process is still going on.
That is to say, scripturally, we can be limited now.
Scripturally?
Yeah.
Limited to what?
It seems I said, okay, let me get it from John 1.